yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, cholesterol, and all the myths involved in cholesterol. Now, I want to let you know that, first of all, cholesterol in your body is used for healing. All right? That's correct. And I want you to know that cholesterol does not cause heart disease. It doesn't. Do you know that if 10 people had a heart attack today, 7 of them would have normal cholesterol. Only 3 of them would have elevated cholesterol. But the moment that they are diagnosed, they will be put on cholesterol-lowering drugs. The sad thing about that is that cholesterol is needed by your body. It makes all your hormones. That's correct. Your testosterone is made from cholesterol. So is your progesterone and your, for women, their estrogen, and also their immune system. Stress hormone, your cortisol, is also made from testosterone, from cholesterol. Now, there was a survey that was done a couple years ago. They looked at 2 groups of people at age 70. One group was on cholesterol-lowering drugs, and the other group was not. And then they follow them. The group that was not on cholesterol lived longer than the group that was on cholesterol. And why is that? Because cholesterol is required by your body to make cells. Cholesterol makes the walls of all your cells. Now, in general, most people have almost 100 trillion cells in your body. Most people. All right? And of those cells, every day, anywhere from 2 trillion to 10 trillion cells die every single day. 2 trillion when you're about 20. And as you get older, more and more cells die because your cells are not as healthy. By the time you're 70 or 80, about 10 trillion cells are dying every day. Your body has to replace those cells. And to do that, it needs cholesterol to make the walls of the cells. Now, normally, 80% of all the cholesterol in your body is made by the liver. That means that only 20% of your cholesterol comes from your foods you eat. 80% is made by the liver. And why does the liver make it? The liver makes it because your body needs it. Every day, there's a phone call. Pling, pling. HEB. Walmart, today I'm going to make 5 trillion new cells. Therefore, I need you to make a shipment of cholesterol. HEB, Walmart, is your liver. And your liver makes the cholesterol. The cholesterol is taken in your body to where it's needed to make the walls of your new cells. At the end of the day, what's left over is sent back to the liver. And the liver can either store it or get rid of it. So your body is very key to determining what cholesterol you need. Now, I want to show you something here. I don't know if you can see. On my hand, there's a scar here. This is also called a plaque. All right? If you were to biopsy this, there'd be a ton of cholesterol in it. But cholesterol did not cause the damage. The damage was caused by a knife. I got cut with a knife, and after I got cut, the body went and laid down cells to seal the damage. Well, normally what happens is after the damage is sealed, the body stops laying down cells. But for people who have keloids, the body has continued laying down cells where they have too much cells, and it looks like a big keloid scar. Well, it's the same thing. In your arteries and in your heart, if you have damage to an artery or damage to a heart muscle, the body has to fix the damage by laying down cells. which are made from cholesterol. So yes, every damaged artery has a plaque, which is made of cholesterol. And yes, if you biopsy any plaque, there's going to be a ton of cholesterol in it. But cholesterol did not cause the problem. Cholesterol is part of the body's repair process. All right? Now, it's like saying, if you have an automobile accident and there's an ambulance, the ambulance caused the accident. Just because the ambulance happened to be there. Well, in your body, just because the plaque is there, it didn't mean the cholesterol caused the problem. The body was responding to repairing a damage, and that's what happens. So, when you're younger, you have less cells dying because you're healthier. As you get older, you have more cells dying, and because you have more cells dying, you need more cholesterol. So your cholesterol level should increase as you get older. All right? So that's normally what happens. Now, I'm going to show you a chart here. All right? I want to make sure that you can see it. All right? On the top of it, I don't know if you can see it properly, it says cholesterol. All right? That's what the top says. That's cholesterol. All right? And underneath, it says pregnenolone. And then under here, you'll notice that it says progesterone. And then down further down, this is cortisol, your stress hormone. On the other side, there is DHEA. That's a hormone that helps with your skin. It helps with your energy. It helps with your immune system. Then this is your testosterone here, your testosterone. And then underneath your testosterone is your estrogen. So you can see, if you lower your cholesterol, you lower all your hormones. All right? Does anyone want to have your hormones lowered artificially? Well, that's what people do when they lower your cholesterol. They call pregnenolone the mother of all hormones. But who is the mother of all hormones? It's cholesterol. There's a reason why they don't call cholesterol the mother of all hormones, and they call pregnenolone the mother of all hormones. You look it up in Google, they say pregnenolone is the mother of all hormones, your memory hormone. Well, that's because they don't want to call cholesterol the mother of all hormones, because if you're going to lower the mother of all hormones, guess what everyone would say? If you lower the level of mom, you'll have less of the children. That's correct. So that's why cholesterol is not called the mother of all hormones, and rather pregnenolone is. All right? Now, as I told you, this is my radio show, so I just want to give you a little thing. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call in to my show is 210-559-5959. You could also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Young Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at all the bookstores, and it's available at Amazon. It's also available at www.growyoungagain.com. That's growyoungagain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. And once again, we're talking about cholesterol, myths, and functions. Now, so we're talking about cholesterol, what it does for you, what it doesn't do for you, why we have cholesterol in the body. But I just want to talk to you a little bit more about what cholesterol does for you. All right? Now, cholesterol provides stability to cell membranes to enable them to selectively regulate vital substances needed for survival that enter the cells, and the cell wall decides what gets into the cell and what gets out of the cell, and cholesterol regulates that. Cholesterol maintains the structure of your vessels. That's correct. If your arteries have damage, cholesterol goes in and fixes the problem. So if your arteries have a pothole, your cholesterol fixes the potholes. That's what cholesterol does. If your cholesterol level is too low, it will suppress your immune system, making you susceptible to infections and diseases. That's what, if it's too low. So if your cholesterol is under 140, that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. You really need to have a cholesterol level anywhere between 160 and 200. That's a good level. And if your cholesterol is high, I always look at your family history. Because if you have parents that live into your 80s and 90s, it means that you're going to be living into your 80s and 90s. In general, you will live older than your parents live. Every new generation lives longer than the previous generations. And the things that determine that would be the age of your parents, not your cholesterol level. All right? If, you know, in the past, you know, if you had a grandparent that lived to be 90, you know, there's a good chance your grandparent did not have cholesterol low in drugs, yet that parent lived till 90. It tells us that you should live past 90 because you are a product of your ancestors, and your genetics says you should live longer. Cholesterol is one of your body's natural cancer protectors. Natural cancer protectors, cholesterol. Cholesterol produces hormones which assist with healing your body from injury and infections. Cholesterol is vitamin for the production of vitamin D. Cholesterol is what converts the sunlight into vitamin D. So if your cholesterol level is low, guess what you're not going to have is vitamin D. And what does that vitamin D do? It helps strengthen your bones, helps improve your immune and nervous system. It helps with procreation, with fertility. It helps with production of insulin and creation of energy from absorbed and ingested materials. Cholesterol also makes your bile. Bile is what helps you digest fats from fatty acids from fats. So help you digest the fatty food you eat. All right? Cholesterol is imperative for your brain to function. Imperative for your brain to function. Cholesterol is influential on your memory capacity. If your cholesterol is too low, you get brain fog and your memory is bad. Cholesterol plays a role in the hormones reaching your brain. Serotonin receptors in the brain need cholesterol to function properly. Serotonin is an important neurotransmitter. Low levels of serotonin can cause depression, anxiety, mood swings, temperature regulation problems, loss of libido, and appetite and sleep disorders. That's what happens when your cholesterol level is too low. Cholesterol produces your testosterone, your estrogen, and your progesterone. Lowering of cholesterol can result in loss of sex drive, lethargy, fatigue, hot flashes, menstrual irregularities, miscarriages, and bone mineral density deficiency. That's what happens when your cholesterol is too low. A healthy level of cholesterol is required for digestion. Cholesterol from bowels in the liver, and as I mentioned before, bile is what's needed to help you digest fats that you eat. Insulin, which regulates your blood sugar levels, is made from cholesterol. Insulin is made from cholesterol. So what happens when you're diabetic and they lower your cholesterol? What does that do for your insulin? Think about it. Lower than normal cholesterol levels may accelerate signs of aging. As a result, age-related diseases may manifest themselves at an earlier age. All right. There was a study that published a few years ago that shows that the risk of early death is increased if your cholesterol level is low. There's been studies which show that cholesterol helps protect you from Alzheimer's disease. People with kidney problems have an increased risk of kidney failure when your cholesterol level is low. Cholesterol is naturally formed by the body. It is imperative for our survival. If we lower our cholesterol too much, it will lead to an early death. All right? So we have to be very, very careful how we lower our cholesterol, whether we even should lower our cholesterol. All right? So when your doctor puts you on cholesterol-lowering drugs, do they ever tell you that it was going to lower your testosterone or your estrogen or your adrenal glands, your adrenal hormones or your insulin level? Do they ever tell you that? No, they don't. They just tell you that, oh, we're going to try to protect your heart. But the bottom line is that cholesterol is needed by your body to fix things and repair things. It makes the walls of all your cells in your body. If you cannot make cells, you have a problem. So if you think of cholesterol as the roof for your home, can you build a home without a roof? Well, you can't build a cell without a cell wall. Just want to remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call me is 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Young Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, all the book outlets. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. GrowYoungerAgain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. Now, the question you should be asking yourself, well, if cholesterol does all these great things, why do we still lower cholesterol levels? Well, you've heard about too big to fail. Well, the company that does cholesterol lowering drugs, they don't want it to fail, and they have a lot of power. Drug companies, they're the ones who educate the doctors. They're the ones who put on a lot of educational conferences. They have tremendous amount of power. They have a lot of lobbyists. They put a lot of money into politicians' hands. And every year, as more and more people get on cholesterol, they make more and more money, and they can't afford to let it fail. Their goal is to get to the point where 50% of the population is on cholesterol-lowering drugs. 50%. If that happens, we're going to have a lot of problem with hormones. We'll have a lot of problem with aging, and we have a lot of problems with a lot of problems. Right? But that's the reason why, because they do not want it to fail. Right? But, you know, I always believe that, don't take my word for it. You know, you have a doctor in the home. You have Dr. Google. Just get on Google and click on the benefits of cholesterol. The functions of cholesterol. Look and see what it does. They will show you this exact same chart showing you. I mean, you can follow a diagram. It tells you exactly. Cholesterol makes your testosterone. It makes your estrogen. It makes your hormones. I mean, you can do it for yourself. The question is, do you want to continue taking your cholesterol-lowering drugs or not? It's up to you. But, you know, I'm here because I do age management. I try to make people younger and healthier, all right? And certainly, cholesterol medicine does not make you young and healthier. It prevents you from making new cells. It prevents you from getting your testosterone up to where it needs to be. There's an old saying, if you spend your time with 90-year-olds, after a while you're going to start acting like a 90-year-old. If you spend your time with 20-year-olds, after a while you're going to start acting like 20-year-olds. Well, it's not just you. It's your body. If you bring your hormones in your body back to the levels they were when you were in your 20s, then your body will follow suit and start acting like you were in your 20s, which means that your testosterone will then make your muscles strong and healthier, make your bones strong and healthier, make things work better, because that's what happens when you're in your 20s. Your thyroid would function better. And what I do is I optimize people's hormones so that their bodies can now function at a younger age. The trick is, you know, a lot of people wonder, what do I mean by grow younger like me, be 29 again and again? Well, it means that if you optimize your body, then you will be younger and healthier. Let me give you an example. Your skin is made of skin cells, right? The skin cells live about 30 days. That means that every day you get a new skin. If you give your body better raw materials, after a while your skin will become young and healthier. I mean, you see it all the time. You see a beautiful woman, and then you look at her neck and her décolleté, and you say, oh my goodness, she's a lot older than I thought she was. Well, what did she do? For years, she gave her face good raw materials, but she forgot to give it to her neck and her décolleté. And so her neck and décolleté ages, and her face stays young and healthy. But it's not just your skin. Your bone is made of bone cells. They live about a year. So every year, you replace your bone with new bone cells. If you give your bone better raw materials, your new bone will be better than the one that died. It's not just your skin and your bone. It's your heart muscle made of cells, your kidneys made of cells, your liver made of cells, your brain made of cells, your blood made of red cells, which live about a week, and white cells will live about 5-6 months. Well, guess what? Every time a cell dies, you have an opportunity to recreate a better new cell. And over time, if you give your body better raw materials, over time, your body will become younger and healthier. So that's what we're talking about there. I just want to touch on a couple other things. I want to talk about a mushroom that grows in China and Japan called Ganoderma. All right. This is a mushroom that produces a lot of healthy benefits. And now I'm involved in a coffee company that makes coffee and tea and makes shakes, makes detox, makes energy drinks, all using this mushroom. All right. This Ganoderma lucidum. What does it do? It helps with inflammation. It helps with liver disease, kidney dysfunction, helps with blood pressure, helps with cholesterol, helps with headaches, insomnia, helps with bronchitis and asthma. It's a great antioxidant, antibacterial, antiviral. It helps with gastric ulcer. It helps with anorexia, and it does have benefits for cancer and diabetes. So now, this Ganoderma is in the coffee, which tastes really good, in your tea. You know, for years, I've wondered about those things because, you know, 80% of the population drinks coffee, but there are lots of bad things in coffee. But now with the Ganoderma in there, now you can drink all the coffee you want, all the tea you want, and have a lot of beneficial stuff in it. So I am now doing that as part of my company because now my patient can have healthy coffee. And it's not expensive. It's about $1, $1.50 a cup of coffee, which is not expensive. So, you know, and the coffee is delicious. So that's, you know, and that's what I do is I help people with health and help optimize people's body. And those are the kinds of things that we do. The company just came out with a new detox that had the Ganoderma in it. It also have, and Ganoderma is, does help with as an immune moderator, which means that if things get too high, it brings it down. If it's too low, it brings it up, and it just moderates things in your body. And so that's how it helps your body, by putting things back to where they were. And so it helps with a lot of things. And if you like coffee, that's a great way to start out with your health system. All right. Anyhow, so this is Dr. Vernon Williams. Just want to remind you, the phone number to call is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. The email to call me is vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Young Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, all the other book outlets. It's also available at www.growyoungagain.com. GrowYoungAgain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. And you can also check me out on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Well, thanks again. And you all have a safe week and weekend. I will catch you all next week.